Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 24, Johannesburg and Emalahleni 22, Polokwane 23 degrees. We start with good news. Eskom has reached 150 days without load shedding. It's a first since 2020, according to the power utility. This is largely due to the implementation of the Energy Action Plan. Here's Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mukwena.
This remarkable milestone of 5 months without load shedding reflects the successful implementation of the Generation Operational Recovery Plan, which commenced in March 2023.
To the Free State now, where 5 people have been killed in a car crash near Senekal. The head-on collision occurred late last night.
The RTMC is investigating a road crash that happened in the Free State. 2 vehicles collided head-on. Information received indicates that the vehicles were traveling in different directions, resulting in the death of 2 males and 3 females.
That's the Road Traffic Management Corporation spokesperson Simon Zwane. Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says his department has uncovered fraudulent medical malpractice claims. The Special Investigating Unit is investigating allegations of corruption, fraud and maladministration related to the medico-legal claims within public hospitals. Motsoaledi says one of the claims was filed at Letaba Hospital in Limpopo for an alleged failed circumcision where the claimant was suing the state 70 million rand.
The Department of Health noticed several claims which were completely out of sync and made no sense at all. There were claims that were evidently fraudulent. Even at that lens, you could see that this is fraud.
A woman has died in a house fire in Lehale, south of Johannesburg. The blaze broke out this morning. Here's Johannesburg Emergency Medical Services, Xolile Khumalo.
One female unfortunately lost her life during this incident. EMS continues to urge the residents of Johannesburg to please ensure that all electrical appliances are switched off after use.
In today's big news, police have arrested 5 suspects for allegedly conspiring to kidnap and extort money from a businesswoman in Melrose Arch. The suspects had allegedly targeted the woman through her employee and wanted money transferred from her bank account.
The SAPS can confirm that following the successful mock kidnapping and play along to ensure the syndicate is taken down, 5 suspects were arrested while planning to withdraw the money that had been transferred following the kidnapping of this female employer. The 5 suspects were placed under arrest for conspiracy to kidnap and for extortion.
That's police spokesperson Clenda Mate. She adds 3 vehicles and 10 cell phones were also seized. And we end up in Nigeria, where 20 medical students who were kidnapped while on their way to a convention have been freed. The group of students were abducted more than a week ago. There have been a wave of abductions in the country. I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk. From me and the team, goodbye.
Jacarin FM plays more. Music.
Babe, I got you, babe.
You love.
Okay. Okay. Alright. It's about damn time.
Like this. Number 21.